Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachiyom Yota OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Yod Aleph. We are coming to the close of the rule of King Shlomo, and unlike the previous chapters where Shlomo has been a strong ruler internally, externally, and faithful with God, here we learn of really the decline, if you will, spiritually and politically, of King Shlomo at the end of his life. The parak's really divided into two sections. The first section tells us about the internal downfall of King Shlomo. His heart strays after the many wives and their avodah zarah that they worship. God comes and prophesied to him that he will lose the kingdom because of his behavior. The second half of the parak tells us of the enemies of King Shlomo who start to rise and will be a source of trouble to him because of his actions. It's a very complex parak in terms of the events that unfold, the tragedy that is the end of the life of Shlomo HaMelech, and also understanding Shlomo HaMelech's actions. Perek Yod Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. V'HaMelech Shlomo Ahav Nashim Nachrios Rabus. The Espas Paro Moavios, Ammonios, Adomios, Tzeidnios, Chitios. Oh, it's sad. The King Shlomo loved many foreign women, including the daughter of Pharaoh, who we've already learned about. He had a special house for a member in his palace complex. He loved Moavi women, Ammoni women, Edomite women, Tzidoni women, and Chitim women. From the nations that Hashem said to the children of Israel, do not come to them. They should not come to you. Because if you intermarry with them, they will turn your hearts after their powers. Bahem davak Shlomo la'ahava. To them Shlomo clung for love. Vayihilo nashim saros shiva meos. Upilakshim shalosh meos. He had 700 noble wives and 300 concubines. 700 and 300 is 1,000. Vayatu nashav eslibo. His wives swayed his heart. You can imagine how Chazal and the Mefarshim grapple with this. We're going to be quoting the Pshat of the Gemara. Vayihi the eid zikna Shlomo. And it was in the old years of Shlomo. Shlomo was an old man at the end of his life. Nashav hitu et levavo acharei Elohim achirim. His wives caused his heart to stray after gods of others. Velo haya levavu shalem im Hashem Elok. Of his heart was not complete and pure with Hashem as God. Kilvav David Aviv, like the heart of David his father. Pasukei, vayelech Shlomo acharei ashtores Elohei Tzidonim. Oy, Shlomo followed after Ashtoreth, the god of Tzidonim, v'acharei Milcom, Shikutz Ammonim, and after Milcom, the abomination of Ammonim, v'yah Shlomo hara b'enei Hashem, and Shlomo did the bad in the eyes of Hashem, pasuk vav, v'lo milai acharei Hashem, k'david aviv, he did not follow after Hashem like David his father. Pasuk zayin, it gets even worse, oz yivne Shlomo bama lichmos, Shikutz Moav, then Shlomo built a bama, an altar, a shrine, a temple for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, Bahar Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim, on the mountain that faces Jerusalem. So right outside Jerusalem on the mountain, Shlomo built some sort of shrine, if you will, to Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. Ule Molech Shikutz Bnei Ammon, and another shrine or altar to Molech. We know about Molech, passing children between bonfires. These are all, of course, actions that are explicitly forbidden in the Torah. The abomination of the sons of Ammon, Pasuk Ches. V'chein asa l'chol nashav hanachrio, so he did for all his foreign wives. Maktiros u'mizbachos Eloheim. They would burn incense, ketores, and altar slaughter sacrifices, mazbecho, on the mizbecho, to their powers. V'yis anaf Hashem b'shlomo. And Hashem was very angry at Shlomo, ki nata levavo me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because his heart had swayed from Hashem, the God of Israel, hanira elav pamayim, who appeared to him twice, which we discussed those divine appearances. You know, I'm recording this, the Yom Rishon Beis Iyar, the day after Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tezria Mitzor, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We read Perek Beis of Pirkei Avos yesterday, meaning the day before I'm recording this. And in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, we learned, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Do not believe in yourself. Do not lay down your guard against your yetzer hara. Do not be overly confident in your avodat Hashem. Every single day is a battle to make sure you stay on the straight path. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Pasugiyot v'tziva elav al davar zeh levilti lecha sacharei Elohim acherim. Hashem commanded him about this in his visions. We've spoken about this in our learning, that he should not follow after the gods of others. Velo shamar ish asher tziva Hashem. Shlomo did not guard, keep, do what Hashem told him, what Hashem commanded him. Pasukir af, Hashem appears to him. Vayomer Hashem l'Shlomo, and Hashem comes and appears to Shlomo. Yan asher haisa zosimach, because it has been like this with you. Velo shamar tibrisi v'chukosai asher tzivisya ach, you did not guard my covenant and my statutes, which I commanded upon you. Karoa ekra. I will surely tear the kingdom from upon you. Unisati alavdecha, I will give it to your servant. Ach, v'yamecha lo a'asena. But however, this will not happen in your days. L'man David avicha, for the sake of King David, your father, miad bincha ekwen, I will tear the kingdom away from your son. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rak et kol ha'mamlacha, verse 13. Lo ekra. However, I will not tear the entire kingdom away from you. Shevet echad etein levenecha. One tribe I will give to your son. One tribe? Didn't he have two tribes? Yehuda and Binyamin. So many of them are fresh. When I was preparing, I saw they all say the same thing. Binyamin and Yehuda are considered one. That's one interpretation. Or it goes without saying that King Shlomo's descendants will still have the tribe of Yehuda because they are from Yehuda. So one is either a referring to Binyamin, you don't need to state that he'll have Yehuda because he is Yehuda, or Binyamin and Yehuda are counted as one. Laman David Avdi, for the sake of David my servant, Ulaman Yerushalayim, and for the sake of Jerusalem, Asher Bechariti, that I have chosen. This is the first 14 psukim of the parak. It is difficult, it is complex, it is hard to understand. We have a number of inyanim here. First of all, Shlomo goes after an explicit law of Oraisa that a king is not allowed to have too many wives. Shlomo had 1,000. He's not allowed to have too many horses. We heard previously about his stables, hundreds, his horses and his riders. He's not allowed to have too much money. Because in Devarim he is warned that if he does these things, he will turn away from after Hashem. And here we have the wisest man who ever lived, King Shlomo the Great, the son of David, Melech Yisrael, who has had such a successful career, is brought down at the end of his life. He has 1,000 wives from foreign nations. How could he do that? When I was preparing, I saw there's different opinions. Some say that they converted before he married them. Some say they did not convert before he married them. But even if they did convert before he married them, if it was for political intention, was it really a proper conversion? Was it to forge alliances with other governments? He has too many wives. He takes them from the foreign nations. He allows them to, it says that he built the altars and the shrines, but we're going to look, it says that he went after their gods, but we're going to see in the Gemara how the Gemara understands this, and we see that Hashem is very angry at him, and because of this, Hashem is going to tear away the Melucha. How can we understand this? This parash took me a very long, today I'll take me a long time to prepare. This especially took me a long time to prepare. It's difficult to understand, but we are going to go into the Gemara now, Masechta Shabbos, okay? The Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Nun Vav Amar Beis, okay? Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani says in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Kol HaOmer Shlomo Chata Eino Ela Toa. Whoever says that Shlomo sinned is making a mistake. Ah, Rashi on the Gemara says, Shlomo Chata, what might you think Shlomo's sin was? But Avodah Zarah. So Rashi on the Gemara is explaining, whoever says that Shlomo sinned by being involved, by doing idol worship, is making a mistake. Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we just learned, Pasuk David, V'lo haya levavo shalim im Hashem elokav kilvavi David aviv. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk from our Perek, and his heart was not perfect with Hashem as God, as was the heart of David his father. Kilvav David aviv hu delo hava. It was only his heart that was not like the heart of his father David. However, he did not sin. So that's the first thing the Gemara says. Whoever says that David sinned, Rashi explains with Avodah Zarah, is making a mistake. The Pasuk says his heart was not complete with God, like the heart of King David, his father. So the Gemara says that his heart was not complete, but he didn't sin. The Gemara continues, Elamani Mikayim. But what do I uphold? In other words, how do I understand? It says, Vayihi le'id ziknat Shlomo. It was in Shlomo's old age. Nashav, he too at levavo. His wives turned his heart aside after other gods. So the Gemara answers, Ahi ki Rabbi Nasan. We understand this according to the teaching of Rabbi Nasan. The Rabbi Nasan Rame, Rabbi Nasan contrasted two verses as follows. Kisiv, one pasuk in the Navi says, Vayhi leid ziknat Shlomo, nashav hi tu et levavo. It was in the old days, on the old years, if you will, in the olden age of Shlomo, his wives turned his heart. The haktiv, but another pasuk says, Kilvav David aviv. His heart was not perfect with Hashem, like the heart of David his father. So the Gemara says, Kilvav David aviv hu delo hava michtar nami lochata. It implies it was his heart that was not like the heart of his father David. However, he did not sin. So Rav Nasan resolves and says, Hachi ka'amar, these two psukim are in essence telling you, ready? La'yihi le'id ziknat Shlomo, nashav hi tu et levavo. It was, how should you understand the Navi? It came to pass, in Shlomo's old age, his wives turned his heart, la'lachat acharei Elohim achirim, to go after other gods, velo halach. The Gemara says, how do you resolve these two verses? One pasuk, we're in the opinion of Rabbi Nasan here. One pasuk says, in his old age, his wives turned his heart. And the other pasuk, it says, his heart was not shalim with Hashem, like the heart of David, his father. It implies that David's heart was not like the heart of his father, David. But it also says he went after the gods of his wives. But it also says, the Gemara, that he didn't sin. So how do we understand this? So Rabbi Nasan here is explaining, his wives turned his heart, la lachad acharei Elohim acherim, but we need to add in, velo halach, but he did not actually go after. His wives tried to convince him, they tried to sway his heart, but the Gemara says he did not actually go after them. The Gemara then continues, what about the fact that he seems to have built shrines, an altar, a bama for foreign gods? So the Gemara continues, v'ha kasiv, what about the pasuk? Az yivne shlomo, bama lichimosh. She kuts moav. What about the pasuk that says that Shlomo built a bama, a mizbeach, of course, outside of temple grounds, for Kemosh, the abomination of Moav? Did Shlomo build altars for foreign gods? The Gemara says, Shabikesh livno velo bana. He sought to build such an altar, but he actually did not build such an altar. I'm skipping some of the Gemara, where the Gemara brings as proof from other places in Nach, where you have this idea that somebody sought to build that didn't build, just because of our time. And the Gemara concludes that Shlomo did not actually build the altars, but the Navi disparages him as if he had done so, because the Navi censors Shlomo, thus because he did not protest against his wives building them. So he desired to build, he did not build, but ultimately the Maisa, what happens? His wives do build shrines and altars and temples for their gods, and Shlomo does not stop them. The Pasuk also says, like we learned in Pasuk Vav, the Ha-Kasiv, it is also written, Ayash Shlomo Harab Beinei Hashem, Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Hashem. How do we understand that? So the Gemara says, Alam Ipnei Shahayelo Lamachos Benasha Velo Micha. He should have, he had in his hand, meaning he had the ability to protest against the behavior of his wives, who are worshiping idols, offering ketores, and building mizbechot. However, v'lo micha, he did not hold them back, he didn't protest. Ma'ala alav akashiv ki'ilu chata. Therefore, the Torah considers it as if he sinned. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Noach lo la'oso tzadik sheyehei shamash ledavar acher va'al yikasev bo v'yaz rabbein Hashem. Wow, it would have been better for this tzadik, which tzadik? Shlomo HaMelech, to be a mishamish for another matter. What does that mean? Listen to Rashi and the Gemara. It would have been better for Rashi says, for Shlomo to lachtov eitzim, to chop wood, velish of mayim, and to draw water, bischar l'avodazar. It would have been better for him to be an attendant to someone who serves avodazar. It would have been better for him to chop the wood and draw the water as payment for somebody who was worshiping avodazar. Could you imagine? Than for the pasuk to say about him, v'yas harab b'enei Hashem, v'al yikasev bo, and it should not say about him this bad thing. So Rashi says, L'lamdecha, shekasha hatochacha, v'misha biyado limchos. Rashi says, why is the tochacha so harsh? Because Shlomo could have stopped their behavior. He actually did not build the bamos. He actually did not worship the Avodah Zarah. But the Torah writes about him as if he did, because he had in his hand to prevent it, and he didn't prevent it. It reminds me of Reuven by the sale of Yosef in Perek Lamed Zayim. Pasuk says about Reuven, Yatzilei Miyadam. Reuven saved Yosef from their hands. Reuven saved Yosef. He didn't save Yosef. He wanted to save Yosef, but he didn't. But he was the Bechor. And the Medrash tells us in Medrash, Medrash Rus Rabbah, that had Reuven known that the Pasuk would write about him, he would save Joseph, Reuven would have carried Yosef home on his shoulders. Reuven wanted to save Yosef. He had in his ability to save Yosef, but he did not. And he's faulted, and ultimately, because of a number of other sins, he loses the Bechorah. And here, Shlomo could have protested. He did not protest. He lost the Malchus. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, B'shash and Nasa Shlomo es bas paro. When King Shlomo married the daughter of Pharaoh, remember we learned about that already in the beginning of the Sefer, it's one of the first foreign wives he took. He built her own house in his palace complex. Hichnisa lo alef mine zemer. She brought in for him 1,000 mine zemer. What are mine zemer? Rashi in the Gemara says, kli shir, musical instruments. When Shlomo married Bas Paro, which was a political alliance, she brought for him 1,000 musical instruments. Va'amra lo, and she said to him, kach osin la'avodah zar plonis. This is the music you perform for this Avodah Zarah. The kach osim l'Avodah Zarah plonis, and this is the music you perform for this Avodah Zarah. Velo michaba, and he didn't protest. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, B'shash and Nasa Shlomo es Bas Paro. At the time that Shlomo married Bas Paro, listen to this, Yarad Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel came down, V'na'atz kane bayam. He thrust a pole of reeds, R-E-E-D, a reed pole into the sea, the Alabo Sirton, and a sandbank formed around this reed pole. Rashi explains that sand, waste material, mud from the sea held onto this reed pole, and this grew into a landmass. And what was this landmass? When Shlomo married the daughter of Pharaoh, Gavriel puts a reed pole into the sea. A landmass builds itself around the pole, the Alav Nivne Kirach Gadol Shel Romi. And upon it was built the great city of Rome. And Rashi says on the Gemara, Kirach Gadol Shel Romi, Shehu Meitzar LeYisrael, which became a great adversary for Israel, Vehu Italia, and it is Italy, Shel Yavan, of Greece, B'Maseches Megillah. The ultimate downfall of Am Yisrael, Churban by Yesheni, could you imagine, by Rome, was already, the seeds of it were planted when Shlomo took his first foreign wife. Shlomo's marriage to Paro's daughter was ultimately the beginning of the end. That's the Gemara. Shlomo did not sin, but he didn't build the bamos, he didn't offer the Avodah Zarah, but because he didn't prevent it and he handed in his hand to prevent it, therefore the Navi considers it as if he did. It shows you that we compared it to Reuven, the great power of stopping an Avera, if we have the ability to stop an Avera, and sometimes we don't. The Gemara says in Talmud 32a, Ezu Chacham Eroes Anolad, who is a wise person, one who outsees the outcome of his actions. In Am Yisrael, there is no such thing as a person exists in isolation. Our actions have ramifications upon us, Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and Doros, Doros. We have to try to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya and be very cognizant. V'aser Satan mifanenu u'me'acharenu. Hashem should remove, like we say every night in Tefillas Arvis, the Satan from before us and after us. The Satan from before us in our youth. The Satan from after us in our old age. We should always walk after Hashem. The end of the parak is also fascinating. I did prepare. Obviously, I'm out of time. I need to tell you what happens at the end of the parak. Adversaries, because of King Shlomo's actions, begin to build up. Specifically, Hadad from Edom in the south. I can't go into the history of it, even though it's very, very interesting. Hadad from Edom in the south becomes an enemy of Shlomo. Rezon ben Eliada in the north, in Aram, becomes an enemy. So now we start to see for the first time cracks in his political security at his borders. And most notably, Yeravam ben Nevat. who has an encounter in the field with Achiah HaShiloni the prophet. Achiah HaShiloni the prophet tells Yeravam ben Nevat from Shevet Ephraim, who actually worked for Shlomo. He was appointed by Shlomo over the labor forces from the tribes of Yosef. He's inside the system, and Achiah HaShiloni the prophet tears a garment. He gives Yeravam ben Nevat 10 pieces of the garment, and he says, you are going to receive 10 tribes, and if you go on the ways of Hashem, your kingdom will be strong. How does the pair conclude? Pasuk Membeis, Vahayamim Asher Malach Shlomo B'Yushalayim Al Kol Yisrael Arba'im Shana. The days that, meaning the years that Shlomo ruled in Jerusalem over all of Israel, were 40 years. Last Pasuk, Vayishkav Shlomo Im Avosav. Shlomo lay with his fathers, meaning he died. Vayikaver Be'ir David Aviv. He was buried in the city of David, his father. Vayimloch Rechavam Beno Tachtav. And his son Rechavam, Rechavam, broadens the nation, ruled under him. This year is dedicated anonymously as a schuz for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koach and wisdom to lead Klai Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach. B'mher b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day to all.